Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey. Rosh Hashanah, Daf Hey. We're learning Le'ili Nishmas Frida Bas Rabbeina, who unfortunately was Nefteris earlier this morning. So we left off on the bottom of Dalam. We actually got to the top of Ham and Aleph, just to get our bearings. We were discussing a five-way machlekes Tanoim as to when one is Eivra on Baal T'Achar for not bringing a carbon. Is it after the three Yom Tovim? That's a general idea. Any order, that's not a comment, any order. Is it after three Yom Tovim, Dafka in the order of Pesach, Shavua, Sukkot? So it could be as many as five Yom Tovim because you have to have that order. Is it after even a single Yom Tov? That's Remeir. Is it after two Yom Tovim? That was Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov. Or Rebbe Shimon, he yelled, it's after Sukkot. So he's kind of saying it could be one Yom Tov, but it could be three Yom Tovim. After Sukkot, he darshens the Pesukim that it's after Sukkot. Tomorrow then asked, according to the Tanayim, who don't learn that you get three Yom Tovim, we have the Pesukim, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot, that are lumped together. Those, the Lashon we say, of course, in Davening, Shal Shogon, that Pesuk is said right in proximity to the Yom Tovim, and it was the first Tanayim darshan that from that extra Lashon of repeating those Yom Tovim, that's how we know it's three Yom Tovim for the Baal T'Achar. But according to them who are learning it's only one Yom Tov, two Yom Tovim for Baal T'Achar, what do they do with the comparison of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot? So he said they need it to teach us that Shavuos has Tashlumin for the Chagiga of the Sham Chagiga of Shavuos, just like Pesach and Sukkot have Tashlumim throughout the rest of Pesach and Sukkot to bring the Sham Chagiga if it wasn't brought on the first day. Shavuos also has Shavuos one day Yom Tov, but has Tashlumim for six more days after Shavuos, a total of 7 days has Tashlumim. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara says we learn it from Pesach, just like Pesach is 7 days, so through Shavuos we'll have 7 days to bring the Sham Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, learn from Sukkot and say 8 days, because Sukkot you have Shemini Atzeres as well. The Gemara says, Tefas Demeruba, like Tefas, Tefas, Mo, Tefas. When you have a drasha to grab, when you have a lima to learn, you have two options, the greater Chiddush, the bigger limud, and the small limud. You're always supposed to take the small limud. If you take the greater, you haven't taken properly, meaning you have no right to assume the bigger Chiddush. Okay, so before we go, we're going to pick the Gemara actually on the bottom of Dalam Beis, those words, Elamai Hilchas HaKas Rechonah Chag HaSukkot. We already saw that, but we'll go over it again, because there's some important deed come out of there. But just quickly, a Tesis on Tevasta, the Bam Tesis. Tesis just points out that this idea of taking the smaller Chiddush has different levels. Meaning, in our case, we had two choices. We could learn Shavuos from Pesach and say you have 6 days of Tashlumin after the first day, and you can learn Shavuos from Sukkot and say you have 7 days of Tashlumin after the first day, so a total of 8 days, right? That's the two options. We say Tefasta, Motefasta, you take the little smaller option. Tehi says there's other cases where also there's doubt as to how far to take a drasha, and everyone agrees, and everyone agrees over there, that we don't take the bigger drasha, take the smaller drasha. For example, by the Nida, by the count of a Nida, Yamim, it says in the Pasuk, Yamim Rabim. And we don't know how many days that is. So we say, Miat Yamim, the Miat of Yamim is plural, is two days. And Rabim, many, seems to be any at least another day. So we say it's three. I could have been this Yamim Rabim could mean even 100 days. Yamim Rabim could mean much more than three. We say, no, we go with the smaller amount. That is stronger, Taisman suggests, than Tefasta, Miat Tefasta, meaning. When there are two choices, they both have, we have a connection of Shavuos to Sukkot. We could say it means 8 days. We have a connection of Shavuos to Pesach, say it means 7 days. We're not sure which one to go. To fast from Mu'at to Fasta, we say we take the small amount. That concept of Fasta Mu'at maybe is perhaps less universal. Maybe not every Tana or every Gemara agrees to that concept the same way by Yom Rabim over there. Everyone's going to agree. There is no bigger number to jump to. So make a taste to jump to more than three. Over there, it's more understandable that even that we would take the smaller number as opposed to our Gemara where we're taking come out to the Klal of Tefasta Mu'at. Over there, almost you don't even need the Klal of Tefasta Mu'at. That's the idea of Lechura of Taisif, if I understand it correctly. Okay, says the Gemara. So you've explained the connection between Shavuos and Pesach that we're learning at Tashlumim, that Shavuos has Tashlumim 7 days from Pesach. But now you're saying you're not learning from Sukkot because that would be grabbing too much. So if that's the case, so why, according to these Tanoim, you don't need it for Baal T'Achar, so why was Chag HaSukkot referenced in that Pasuk? Just say, and that's what you have for your drasha. What's Chag HaSukkot adding? Says more like Kushay l'Chag HaMatzos to compare Sukkot to Chag HaMatzos. Top of Hem and Aleph, Ma Chag HaMatzos to Lina. Just like Chag HaMatzos requires Lina, Av Chag HaSukkot to Lina, so too Chag HaSukkot needs Lina. What does Lina mean? It means staying overnight. You be a carbon on Pesach, you stay overnight. You don't leave your shlaim till the next morning. So too by Sukkot, you're being carbonus. You don't leave Sukkot, you don't leave your shlaim till the next morning. Husband, how you know by Pesach, you have to stay there overnight. Tachziv, ufanisav abayke b'lach tolecha. You, in the morning, you can turn back and go back to your tents. Medayik that till then you cannot. You got to stay in your shlayim overnight. There is actually an interesting halacha, total agav, that Rashi learns by the mitzvah of Lesulin is the issur to hold back wages of an employee overnight. So right, Lesulin, Lashi Pasuk is Lesulin Plasachar Abayker. It does say pretty clearly. But when is one Aver Felina? Rashi says very clearly. That's like our Gemara here, that Fenisa Babayker. Right, when you leave in the morning, Lina, the shame Lina is overnight to the morning. You're not Aver. This is to say that once you don't pay him by night already, can Aver Bechatzayis. We say no, it's Tafka all the way to daybreak. Tafka daybreak, just like Abayker, you got to stay. Just that you have to stay all the way to the morning over there too. The issur, you're over the lav. One is over the lav if he doesn't pay the worker by the morning. As long as he pays before the morning, he won't be over the lav. He's not over by chatzos, whatever it may be. I think you're on mute, or you're not. I can't hear you. Okay, I can't. I'm sorry if you hear me. It's not clear. I'm not ignoring your question. It's not clear, so I'm going to go further. If you can hear me. Okay, says the Gemara now. Vitana kama Reb Shimon tashlum latzeres min alum. So ask the Gemara the other way. The Gemara goes flips it on the other side. That we had the Tanakam and Reb Shimon. They learned Chagamaz, Chagashvus, Chagasukas to teach me Bal Ta'acher that you need 3 yom tovim and 3 regalim Bal Ta'acher. We asked the Tanakam that don't need 3 yom tovim and 3 regalim. What do you do this pasuk? We said they use it to teach you to teach us the din of tashlum by shvus. So now the question is the two Tanakam that use for Bal Ta'acher, how do they know the din of tashlum by atzeres by shvus benalu? Nafkum the Tani Rabbi Shmuel. They learn it from that was just torn the baisa by Rabbi Shmuel. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel Amr Terv. Money Yom of Kiddush Chodesh. Torah tells us count days every Mekadosh a Chodesh a month. Money Yom of Kiddush Teres. Count days and Mekadosh Teres. Meaning every day we count 30 days and we sanctify the month. We also have a 49 day count, obviously, Sfira, to count before Mekadosh Shavuos. Ma Chodesh, just like Chodesh, the beginning of the month, is the, how many days are Kaddish each month? Rosh Chodesh, one day. You're counting 30 day unit, the units you're counting are days, so you sanctify one day, name Rosh Chodesh, Afatzeres Menuyev. So to Shavuos is going to be sanctified for the amount of time that is counted. How long is that week? So we count Sheva Shavuos. It's called Shavuos, right? I mean, I'm already getting ahead of myself. I'm going to say that in a minute. But it's Shavuos. You count 7 weeks, so it's sanctified for a week. Now, we don't keep Shavuos for a week. We obviously don't keep Shavuos for a full week. What does it mean? It means that there's a kedusha for a week. They can make up tashlumen of the shama chagiga. That's how they learn the din of tashlumen. Ask the Gemara what it means. You're counting 49 days also. Maybe Shavuos is only kedusha for one day. Meaning we know the yom tov is taken one day. But maybe even the gabi the tashlumen, you only have one day because you're counting days. By sfira, by Shavuos, you count only days and not weeks. Va'amamar mitzvah, big words here. Mitzvah mimni yomei u'mitzvah mimni shvuah. There's a mitzvah to count both days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks in by sfira. Mitzvah count both days and weeks. V'yayin. And furthermore, what's it called? Chagashvus. As we mentioned before, it's called Chagashvus. So it certainly makes sense to say that the tashlumin, that the kedusha for tashlum purposes, is a full week because you're counting units of weeks. The Torah calls the Chagashvus, and therefore that's the source that you're able to make up the shabbat chigah for a full week, just like the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, which you count days to lead up to Rosh Chodesh. The kedusha is for a day. The kedusha for Shavuos, which you count weeks, will be for a full week. Again, not that the yom is a full week, but the Tashlumim is for a full week. So before we go further, there's a lot on this line. First, let's go. I'm going in order. Let's go step by step. Mitzvah l'mnunei yaimi mitzvah l'mnushuvei. We're saying in our Gemara there's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. The mitzvah to do both. Is that two separate mitzvahs? Or is that one mitzvah? Is it two different mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Rambam is Sefer Mitzvahs, and the same Lashon Gemara, by the way, is in Menachos Samach Vav as well. Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs writes, do not make a mistake to think that our Gemara is saying there's two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah counting the days and counting the weeks. Days are very easy. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, right? A day is easy. And weeks would be count at least at the end of each week, at least. End of 1 week, it's 1 week. At the end of 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Right? End of 3 weeks, it could be 2 weeks and a day. That could be part of the week. Count the fact that you end a day after you say the word 2 weeks, which we do both, right? We count 17 days, which is 2 weeks and 3 days, right? So we do both in totality. But the point is, there's the idea of being separate mitzvahs would be there's a mitzvah to count the day, the number of the day, and at least when you get to a full week, to count full weeks. Rambam says, don't make that mistake. It's one mitzvah that has two parts to the mitzvah, but don't understand our Gemara like literally that says that there's two, that each one has its own mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs. Rambam brings a raya, because if it was two separate mitzvahs, then first of all, why would we mish it together? We find that we mish the count together. If it's two separate mitzvahs, you wouldn't mish it together, you'd make separate brachas. You make a bracha on the mitzvah to count days, and you make a bracha on the mitzvah to count weeks. We make one bracha on sphere and lump it all together. If it's two separate mitzvahs, it wouldn't make sense that we lump it together. We don't make separate brachas. That is Rambam. Tanya Rabbeinu Yerucham argues and says that indeed it is separate mitzvahs, spheres hayamim and spheres hashvuis. And further he says, Enechrami, in the times of the Mikdash where the count sphere is fully deraisa, could be they did do. That's not just could be, he assumes it's likely that they did count with separate brachas. A separate bracha unbelievable for the days, separate bracha for the weeks. That's what everybody learns. That's what Mestama took place with Bismarck Mikdash. But now the Beis Mikdash is no longer around. We already have a Gemara Menachas that says that since the Beis Mikdash isn't around, a Mamer counted only days and not weeks, because now it's only Zechel and Mikdash. So we counted only the days and not the weeks. Therefore, we lump together days and weeks, because weeks no longer are a chiyuv. What would be the lump to say the days remain a chiyuv and the weeks don't? We don't have the Beis Mikdash, so why days remain deraisa and not weeks, as Rabbeinu Yeruchim was learning? So our Samech explains beautiful. Our Samech explains because days, what are you counting up for days? You're counting up for the day of Shluas. Remember that we said in our Gemara, days correspond days, weeks correspond weeks. So if my days correspond to the day of Shluas, the Yom Tov of Shluas still exists. We may not bring the same kabbanas. We don't have the Truma Chadasha anymore. We can't bring that the Shtelechem with the Kivsi Atzeres that you can't bring. But the Yom Tov Shuas, the Issa Malacha, the Yom Tov still exists. The week to make up the carbon, that taka doesn't exist once there's no Beis HaMikdash. Once there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring the Shabbat Chagiga in the first place. There's certainly no dinner of a week of Tashlumin. And therefore, it makes sense that the days remain, counting of days, which is for the day of Shavuos, could remain the deraisa, whereas the week's counting is no longer deraisa. Says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's actually how he learns. He learns the days remain a deraisa, the weeks are downgraded to Darabban, it's only a Zecher. And therefore, we make one bracha and count, lump it all together, because we count the day first, and then we do the week afterwards, agav. But really, the bracha is for the days, the Ikar Mitzvah of the days, and therefore we don't have a separate bracha, even though you find by Darabban it's brachas. The first one are a little bothered on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Mahalach. It's not like you don't find making a bracha on Darabban. Let's say weeks are only Darabban today. So still, we find, we do Mrs. Darabban all the time, make a bracha. With Megillah, Chanukah, we make brachas all the time, Mrs. Darabban. So why? They want to say, because over here, since the days remain Daraisa, it makes sense to make one bracha on the Daraisa and lump with it the weeks, which is Darabban, rather than still make a separate bracha for the weeks Darabban. That's how they come out according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Basically, he says, B'nafmina, what if one forgets to count? What if one forgets to count a day during Sfira? If one forgets to count the day during Sfira, so according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one wants to suggest you should still be able to count the weeks with the bracha. Because we're saying now, really, the weeks is also still a mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. Totally separate, and it's only midrabanan. And you don't count, the explanation we gave is because it's kind of lumped in with the deraisa mitzvah of days. Now that he missed a day, he blew the count of days. We go with that side, we're going with the assumption of the chumrah, that once he missed a day, he lost the count of days. But if you hold that week's a separate mitzvah, even if it's drabanan, you still have the bracha of weeks. So you should, at the end of each week at least, still count with the bracha the week. At the end of each week, you should be able to count each week with a bracha, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as well as the Beis Levi, a nice lump of mina. Whereas according to Rambam, we said, it's one mitzvah, it's never two separate mitzvahs. So it's two parts to one mitzvah. That's what the Gemara meant when it says, there's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks, not separate mitzvahs, it's all part of one mitzvah. So of course, if he's missing a day, he's out of the count, he can no longer make a bracha. According to Rambam, he wouldn't be able to make a new bracha anymore, but according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it'd be as fair to say, he could still make with a bracha. L'maisa, what's the bottom line with Sfira's Banazah? Rambam writes that both are still deraisa. Rambam writes that both. Rambam remembers saying it's one mitzvah, days and weeks, not separate mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, two parts of the mitzvah, and it's both still deraisa. Even that kavanas benabes mikdash still deraisa. Rav Shemim argued and say no, that the weeks and the days are only with Rabbanan. So if Rambam saying it's deraisa, we have Rav Shemim saying it's Rabbanan, and we have Rabbeinu Yeruchim, like we just said, who holds smack in the middle. Days, counting the days is deraisa, counting the weeks is merely Rabbanan. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim already. And the Shaila Maisa, what happens if someone counts only the days or only the weeks? Is he still okay? Bidiyat, the Maisa. If one counts only days, only weeks, is he Yaitza or not? Does he, first of all, could he continue counting subsequently with the Bracha? That's one part of that Shaila. Another part of the Shaila, does he have to count again right now? Does he have to count again right now with the Bracha? Meaning he counted, made a Bracha, counted only days, didn't mention weeks, or vice versa. Only weeks, not days. And then it's too late to go fix it. Was he not Yetzer Bechlal, and therefore it's still the night time. It's too late to fix it, meaning he's out of Tefetei Dibur. He can't fix what he counted. Does he go back and make a new bracha and count again? That's the summer shenim hold. The Shem say no. Once he counted part, he doesn't make a new bracha. He'll count again proper way, and then tomorrow night I'll have no problem counting the bracha. But that's also a machlekes in the Rishonim. Okay. One of the din actually I left out, Legabi Lina. Back to one din on Lina. Rambam has a interesting halacha. Rambam brings that a kohen gadol has to take up residence in Yerushalayim and lay zaz mishem. He shouldn't move from there. He shouldn't leave Yerushalayim. A kohen gadol has an obligation to stay in Yerushalayim. He has an obligation to stay in Yerushalayim. And the question is where Rambam gets his halacha from. What's it based on that a kohen gadol has to live in Yerushalayim? His further question is, Kohen Gadol typically is part of the Sanhedrin. It's often part of the Sanhedrin. If he's part of the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin would have to go out to do certain, whether it's, whether they go out by if there's a person dead between two cities, right? Or, that, the, or other types of stories, the Sanhedrin has to go out at the Rufo, other stories, and visit the Makam. He certainly has to leave Yerushalayim. So what's the idea of leaving Yerushalayim? So the Mechas Chinuch gives a potential explanation, source of the Rambam, from our Gemara. And we know this is in Lina. And Lina means that when you bring a carbon, the person has to stay the night and remain to the morning. He's going to remain to the next day. Kohen Gadol brings every day Michas Chavitim. Every day, Teglach, the Kohen Gadol will have to bring special carbon, the Michas Chavitim. Perhaps the Michas Chavitim obligated the Kohen Gadol in the din of Lina every day. So by definition, he had to be there every day. He had to stay there overnight. Could be he could leave during the day for a bit to go, let's say, like a Rufus story. That we still have to deal with those Shas and Sanhedrin. But the point is, Rambam's general idea that the Kohen Gadol has to take a present in Shalim and shouldn't leave could be based in a weird way, nothing to do with staying in Shalim per se, but he has to stay there because of the Lina din that connects perhaps to his Michas Chavitim. That is a suggestion of Michas Chavitim. It's just, it's, that's totally, it's, that, that is totally in the din of Lina. So figure we mention over here. Okay. Says the Gemara now.
Yoni, from the Gemara, it's mashup that there's no din Lina on Shmuz. But Rashi also, he says, Leil Chola Shalmoya. Also, the
Gzeir Rishavah
is only,
the Hekesh
is only from.
The Gemara doesn't speak out. I'm not sure. The Gemara doesn't speak out the din of Lina Legabe Shavuos. Legabe Shavuos, we spoke about Tashlumim. We didn't go back and circle back to Lina. That's a good way. I don't know. I'm sorry. I understand because we're talking about Pesach and Shavuos. But because we're talking, the Gemara by Lina was talking about Pesach and Sukkot, which have Chalamid. That's the night after the first day. I don't think it meets the exclusion of Shavuos. I don't think it does. But again, laboring in a riot. The Gemara didn't. I don't think the Gemara did not speak out not that way. But it is, you're right. It is interesting. The Gemara didn't circle back to Shavuos explicitly. That's definitely a fair point.
And if there's no Lina by Shavuos, then the Kohen Gadol with Chavitim.
Correct. Yeah, that'd be a good point. That's a good point. By the way, before the service was not, you asked a question before. I'm not sure what it was. We weren't ignoring you. We couldn't hear you. Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay, good. Perfect. Very good. So that's the Gemara now. Upesach bar mikra v'gomu. Ask the Gemara now a new question. Back to the brisa that we quoted on Daf Dalet. Actually went from Dalet Aleph, Oli Dalet Beis. We quoted the list of things that have Bal Ta'achar. And that list, if you remember, the top of the Beis was Leket Shicha Peya, which, by the way, we actually should have explained. We'll come up again. We should have explained, elaborated more yesterday, that the whole first part of this was pretty easy to understand. It's different karbanas that if you go through 3 times without bringing them, one is chayav different pledges, hektish, haramim, right? Monetary pledges. If he goes through 3 regalim, which is called the pashtas, without paying them, he's chayav bal tachar. And on the list was bechar, carbon, the carbon bechar, the carbon meiser, carbon pesach, and then we got the leket shechaveh. We're going to focus on pesach, our gemara, but just to speak out, we spoke after the shir, leket shechaveh, what does it mean you're about the achar, leket shechaveh? So we explained after the shir, actually, that that leket shechaveh is that after the person leaves leket shechaveh, he's supposed to leave it on him, if he, I don't want to say accidentally, or purpose, whatever it is, he misappropriated, he took it for himself. He now has obligation to pay back Leket Shechapeh to Daniim, Shevet Daniim has a claim on the Leket Shechapeh that he took. If he doesn't pay it back within the time frame of Bal Tachar, 1 yantav, 2 yantav, 3 yantav, 3 regalim, he's going to be Chai Bal Tachar, 2 means over there. Okay. But the Gemara is bothered now. How does Pesach fit in? How do you have a Bal Tachar on Pesach? Says the Gemara. Pesach bar mikra begalim. Is Pesach something you can bring throughout any of the Yantavim that should be tolling 3 regalim for Bal Tachar? Pesach is a mimikvile. Pesach is a fixed time. If you bring the carbon, great, yikes the mitzvah. And if you didn't bring the carbon, it's dafle, it's gone. You can never bring this. As a matter of fact, this animal is rejected from being carbon pesach. It becomes a shlamim after pesach, but he blew it. So where does it get? Where does baltacha come in? There's no obligation to keep bringing this animal. That's the gemara shayla. Amar chizda pesach kedid asper. Rav Chizda learns that pesach is kedi. It was said for no reason. Meaning we always find bechar ma'aseh pesach lumped together. Those are forms of kachim kalim that are kind of lumped together throughout shas. So we lump pesach in here too, but Pesach won't have this din over here of Bal Tachar. That is Rav Chizda's approach. Rav Sheshkin is going to bring a different approach, but in Rav Chizda's approach of Kedin Aspa is actually a big diak, Machlekes Taisus Rashi versus the Ran versus Rein Chanal. The girsa we have again is Kedin Aspa, which is Mashba, that it was said for no reason, meaning the way Rashi and Ram and Taisus learn, there is a Bal Tachar on Pesach. This is a baltacher. Bein Arbayim, if I don't bring my carbon Pesach, I have animal, I didn't bring it. Right after Bein Arbayim, by nighttime on Pesach, by Leil Seder, it's a Mishael actually, is it Leil Seder or is it after Pesach Sheni? Because I could still potentially make it up, potentially, depending on the story, I may be able to make it up and bring it Pesach Sheni. By the way, whenever it is, I'm over on baltacher right after not bringing the Pesach. Actually, it's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, is it immediately or will it be after Pesach? Even though you can't bring it anymore, once it's Leil Seder, you can't bring it anymore. But maybe I'm even the Baal Tachach until then the Yontif, because like other Baal Tachachs, you get Yontif. The point is, Rashi and Tosfos are not learning Agamor when it says Kedina Aspa, that Karban Pesach doesn't have Baal Tachach. It just doesn't fit into the Braisa. The Braisa is giving guidelines of three Yomim Tovim, three Yomim Tovim in order. The first, we have Ramei Yishei, Tzedakah, any Yomtiv, but all those things don't fit for Pesach because Pesach is restricted to the 14th of Nisan, and one who doesn't bring it then, that's when he's Erev Baal Tachach. Again, Rashi Tosfos will discuss, is it immediately after the 14th? Is it after the full Yomtiv? But the point is, once Erev Baal Tachach, we're not saying Erev Baal Tachach, we're just saying it doesn't fit for the list. Kedin Aspa, it was said for no reason, it was just lumped in there because it really doesn't fit as part of the list, but there is Baal Tachach. That seems to be the simple understanding of Rashi and Tosfos. However, first of all, Rabbeinu Hanan is a different girsa. He says that don't say Dinakar is Pesach Dinas, but he's girsa that Pesach should be taken out. Erase it from the Braisa. Erase it from the Braisa. Which, again, I mean, he agrees that there's Baal Tachar, like Rashi Tosfos, but his understanding of the Gemara is you erase it totally, which could also fit that there's no Baal Tachar at all. Again, love Dafka, but certainly you couldn't say the possibility no Baal Tachar at all, but he's learning that Pesach should be taken out of the Braisa totally. In the Ran, they want him to be Medayek, not like Rashi Tosfos, that there is no Baal Tachar. Again, Rabbi Nechal go either way, the point of Rabbi Nechal is he's taking out the word totally. He's not saying it was thrown in the Agav, taken out totally. The Ran learns that, at least the Medayek in the Ran, that there would be no Baal Tachar by Pesach. A carbon that you have a time to bring, which is Erev Pesach, and you blew it, so you're Aver, but the Isser of delaying a Baal Ta'acher, that doesn't apply by Karban Pesach. You blew the Karban Pesach, you blew the Mitzvah Seh, but the Baal Ta'acher wouldn't apply by Karban Pesach at all. That's how Turi Evan Tak learns, interesting, not like Rashi Tosfos. Do you ever learn that way? That there is no Baal Ta'acher by Pesach, and that's the working assumption in the Ran as well, that he also, I mean, Turi Evan obviously is Acher and Shaka Zariah, came much later, but the working assumption is Turi Evan has the Ran, has a Rishon to fall back on, who argues Rashi Tosfos and says that Pesach will not have Baal Ta'acher at all. Okay, says the Gemara. That is all answer number one. The question was, what's Pesach doing in this list? The answer is, it's Taki there, Agav, shouldn't be there. And the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean there's no Baal Ta'acher at all? Is there yes Baal Ta'acher, but not with the guidelines of the Adiyam Tevim? That's Machlokes Rishonim. Answer number two, why is Pesach on the list? Rav Sheshi Zamer, my Pesach, what does Pesach mean? Shalmei Pesach. Pesach doesn't mean Pesach. Pesach can't be on this list. Pesach means the Shalmei Pesach. They used to bring with Kevin the Kar Pesach, they used to bring Shalmei Pesach. And therefore, the one says on the list that a person was Eivah Baal Ta'acher, who was the Shlomim they designated for Pesach, they didn't bring. If he doesn't bring it for three Yom Tovim, three in a row, one Yom Tov according to Meir, two Yom Tovim according to Buz Ba'akim, Sukkot according to Elizabeth Reb Shimon. Either way, that's the five-way Mechalikas of Tanoim, but that's what Pesach is referring to, Shalmei Pesach. That is Eivah Baal Ta'acher if he doesn't bring it in that pattern. And it fits the Braisa. Iyachim Marzah, 1 second, the Braisa already said Shlomim. Hayin Shlomim, it said Shlomim early in the Braisa. So if Pesach means Shalmei Pesach, isn't that included in Shlomim? Tanu Shlomim Abba Machmas Pesach. The Tanu Shlomim Abba Machmas Pesach. Mar says there's a reason to say separately Shlomim that come Agav Pesach and Shlomim that come Stam. Why? Sagna Chamina Hal Machmas Pesach Kasa. Because I would have thought that, granted, I know already regular Shlomim have a din of Baal Ta'acher, but this Shlomim which comes Agav the Pesach, maybe Pesach Dami, it's like the Pesach, which again, that's a big up in the air. What does that mean? It's like the Pesach. According to Rashi Tosfos, it has Baal Ta'acher, but it's immediate. According to other Rishonim, Ran, Turi Evan, it doesn't Baal Ta'acher at all. Which way we go Pesach, but the point is, it doesn't make a difference. The Mar's answer is still the same. I would think we treat Shalom Pesach kipesach, and it doesn't have regular guidelines of Baal Ta'acher, Kamashpun, that it does, so we need to specify, even though we already count the Shlomim, that's general Shlomims, we need to specify Shalom Pesach, that it retains the same din as other Shlomims. Ask the Gemara, Minahani Mili, how do we know, Taka, that there's a this all the cases in that list in the Braisa, again that Braisa that we're just referencing right now, Hataka have Baal Ta'acher. The Braisa started off with pledging money. We said money means the monetary value of a person is market value. Erechin is the Torah prescription, the value of each person is Erech from the Torah. A person pledges that, the Hektish, Charamim, Karbanas, they all have Baal Ta'acher. How do we know each one of these are included Taka in the Isser, in the law of Baal Ta'acher? The Tanur Rabbanan, Kisid Neder, Einel Neder. The Pesach says, Kisid Neder, Leis Acher, right? You shouldn't be delayed in fulfilling the Neder. So I know Neder. I know Neder is certainly included in the Isser to delay. Nedav min ha'hen ha'nekulu dava. Nemer ka'ned v'nem alalun im neder im ha'nedava. It says over here neder. It says elsewhere neder ha'nedava. We make a gzir shava between these psukim, neder here, neder there, and neder there carries with the nedava. Ma'al alun dava. Yimei afkar dava. Yimei satuya l'gav b'baal tachar. Included in Baal Ta'acher is not just neder, but also nedava. What's, of course, the difference between neder and nedava? Famous. This is the original Chafetz Gavra Torah. This is before Brisk. Brisk, of course, took it to the next level, but this is the original Chafetz Gavra. A neder is on the Gavra. A person pledges, it's on me to do X, Y, and Z. The neder, the obligation is on him, whereas the Dove is in the Chafetz. He's pledging that this animal is Hekdesh. This money, this table is Hekdesh. Big enough mina is whether there's a Chayas or not. Let's say the table animal gets lost. So the person pledged to bring a carbon. He pledged to bring, give a table. If the table gets lost, if he pledged it, he's going to give a table. If it gets lost, he's got to replace it. He still has to give a table, Hekdesh. He's got to bring it to the basic Knesset, whatever he pledged it to. Whereas if he pledged this table is Hekdesh, this animal is Hekdesh, animal gets lost, this animal is a carbon. If the animal gets lost, or stolen, or dies, he doesn't have to replace it. The dove is in the Chefza, the net is in the garden. Okay, but both the mice were saying, have a dinner about Dachar. Next, Lashem Lekech, the Pasuk says the words Lashem Lekech. Actually, says the Pasuk the words Lashem Lekech twice. That's going to be key. Lashem Lekech, El Dom Erech, and Chor Magdashas. Lashem Lekech, because these go to Hekdesh, so we're saying it includes any pledges of value, of his, of person's value, of Erech, and again his value, or of Chirim, and Hekdeshas. Those are all going to Lashem Lekech. So it makes sense to say that's included in the words Lashem Lekech in the din of Leisach Lashalmai, of Baldacher. The next words of the Pasuk are Leisach Lashalmai, Hu Vechlufav, Leisach Lashalmai, it, you shouldn't delay in paying up for it, your obligation. We darshan it and not a substitute. The iser is delaying it. This is not delaying the chiluf of the substitute. That's going to be the latter part of the stuff where we go to the four pshatim. What chiluf of are we coming to exclude? Ki darshan tushenu. What does it mean? Hashem will demand it from you. Certainly demand it. Elu chatos v'shamis, elu v'shamis. We pointed out, even though we keep discussing that the din of batacher is said by Nidarim, which is typically pledges, voluntary, we said, of course, clearly yesterday, it applies also to regular obligations. If one was over a chait and needs to bring a chatas, an ashram, or whatever his obligation to bring a shlamim, once he has the obligation, he sets aside the carbon, Baal Tachar applies to chiyuvim as well as just like Nidarim and Adavis. And we learned from Kidarsh to Yisrenu, that's something that's seeked out, that's a chiyuv. Hashem Lekecha, a second time, El Stakas Maisa Becheris. By saying Hashem Lekecha a second time, that's Riboy, that's extra, it's coming to Marba, that Maisris. It's Taka, Meisters, and Bechar, Me'imach, from you, Zalecha Shechrepeya, Vayi Bechachet, Midarshan, Vayi Bechachet, there'll be a chait in you. What does that mean? The loy b'karbon chachet, the carbon doesn't become puzzle. We don't say that after Baal Tachar, let's say it's three regalim, that carbon, even a person's over Baal Tachar, and the carbon becomes puzzle. No. Hayi Bechachet, the person's over chait for delaying, carbon still kosher carbon, it can be brought now after the three regalim as well. Amamar. So we said in that brisa that one should not delay in bringing the carbon, is Israel Baal Tachar to delay. So we said, the din is on the carbon itself and not the exchange of the carbon. What type of exchange are we talking about? If we're talking about, let's say the guy had an eil shlamim and he got lost. So he bought a replacement. And we're saying that the din of batach is only on the original, not the replacement. Why is that? Mikrav Karvi, the substitute is brought as a carbon, and therefore it certainly should have the din of baltacher. Just like the original carbon had a din of baltacher, now that Galos and you brought a substitute, there should be a din of baltacher substitute as well. So that can't be the case that we say chiluf is excluded. Wouldn't make sense. I mean, you can say it's kasev to kasev, but it doesn't make sense to make such a drasha. Have such a drasha. What would be the logic behind it? If chilufei chatas, if we're talking about a chatas, let me say this. Let's see, guy. Let's talk about the person had a chatas and a. The chatas was lost. I mean, I didn't really fear that this case properly. He had an eilah shlamim, lost it, brought a replacement, now found the originals. Allah says, you bring the originals. By eilah shlamim, it's babin adava. You bring the originals, so why wouldn't there be a din about tachar now that you found the originals? If we're talking about a case of chatas, where you had a chatas, lost it, brought a replacement, found the original, you don't bring it. Baltacher, the Allah says chatas goes lamisa, actually chatas goes lamisa, that's what's bringing. How can it be baltacher not bringing? You're not allowed to bring it. That can be. Elamai chilufav, option number two. Chilufei Taida is option number three, really. Chilufei Taida. It's Chilufei Taida. It's the exchange of a Taida. The Tanya Rabchia. Taida Shasavar B'Tamurasa. Let's say you have a Taida where you made a Tmura of the Taida. And then the Taida got mixed up. The halacha is as follows. A Taida comes with 40 loaves of bread, famously, right? Taida comes with 40 loaves of bread. And it has to be eaten all on the same day. One day. Even though it's Kach Kalam, one day, we point this many times, because you're trying to proliferate the nace, whatever that Kach Kalam from, you want to have more people involved in that simcha. Okay. So Taida is 40 loaves of bread. A Tmura's Taida is broad. A person makes a Tmura of a Taida, he not makes Tmura's in general, but if he makes a Tmura of a Taida, it gets Kedusha, of course, like all the Tmura's, and it's broad, but it doesn't come with 40 loaves of bread. Only the Taida comes with 40 loaves, not the Tmura. So here we have a problem. The guy is a Taida, the guy mixed up with the Tmura. If it's the real Taida, by I call real Taida, I mean the original Taida, it needs 40 loaves of bread. If it's the Tmura, it does not 40 loaves of bread. So let's see. Taita is Amrit Tamarasa, Umesach is Mem. If Taita gets mixed up with the Tamura and one of them die, meaning, Kolzma, I should have said it before, Kolzma, they're both alive, you just set aside 40 loaves, and you say whichever animal it belongs to, and you bring the Taita, big deal. But if one of them dies, I'm not sure which one is the one that died, Chavert Inlet Takana, the one that's still alive, you cannot bring it. Hey, Chlavin, liquor of lechem, to bring it, and bring it with bread, pada together, damatmuri, maybe there's a tamura, which you're not supposed to bring bread with it. Likvav lelechem, to bring it without bread, damatayda, maybe it's the original tayda, which requires bread. Since you can't bring it this way, therefore, you can't, since you don't know what to do, you can't bring it at all. And since you can't bring it all, the pasuk's coming to say, in that case, the chilufav, it's referring to the chilufav, it doesn't mean the chilufav itself, it means a safek chilufav. Chilufav, of course, you could bring without the lechem. But a safek chilufav, you're not sure if it's the original carbon or the chiluf over here means the tamura of tayda. When I'm not sure, you don't, there's no bal tacher because you can't bring it. Ask the Gemara, who needs a pasuk for that? It's pashut that I can't be every baltacher on something that I cannot bring. Baltacher is an isra me for delaying, for not bringing it. It's a lav. If I can't bring it, of course I'm a chai baltacher. Vakivin lav, pasak ravi, krali mutim lamali. Since it's not chai chakrav anyway, who needs a pasuk? Before you go further, even, there's a genius eitzah to whoever brings. To whoever says, I understand. You're masking that if you have two taitas, if you have the original taita and the tamura, you're able to bring them. Why? Even if they get mixed up. Why? Agamar specifically spoke when they got mixed up and one died. I'm not sure which is which. Why did the Gemara not speak about a case where you have the original tamura and the taita and they got mixed up? Because, like we said before, you have 40 loaves of bread. You have 40 loaves of bread, and you'll bring it with, you'll bring both kabbalas, taitas, and you'll say it belongs to whichever one you want. So he says, do a similar eitzah. What's the similar eitzah? The similar eitzah is, over here it's obviously a little worse because I have a carb which I don't know if it needs 40 loaves of bread or not. Bring another taita. Designate another taita. Designate with that second taita 80 loaves. Right? There's a din you can bring in. You want to be marba. You want marba. Designate 80 loaves and make it tonight and say, if this is the taita that was left over with the tamura and doesn't need any loaves of bread, all of these are for this new taita, 40 for tzchiv and 40 of them just not bringing extra. And if the one that's still alive is the original Taida, I have 80 loaves, 40 for this one, and 40 for the original. So there still is an Eitzah. Says that you have a beautiful. Yeah, but you're not going to mechayev a guy baltacher for that. Right now, he has a carbon Taida that's mixed up. We're not sure which type it is. Is it the tamur or the Taida? You can't, there's no way to physically bring it by itself because you can't bring it with or without lechem. You can't bring it with because it may not need. You can't bring it without because maybe it does need. And therefore, the carbon you can't bring as is, can't have baltacher. Yes, there could be an Eitzah, how he could salvage this animal, hanging around it. But is he mechuyev? Does Balta Acher make him mechuyev to bring another taida with 80 loaves to satisfy the first taida? Mechid so that we see that. So yes, there is an eitzah, but that wouldn't be enough to bring into chiva Balta Acher. That's three of his terrors. Granted, there's an eitzah, but to say he's mechuyev Balta Acher for not subscribing to the eitzah, that you can't say. So if he's a wonderful yid and he has a little gelt, of course that's what he'll do. But to say this Balta Acher, he's mechuyev to that? No, he's not mechuyev to that. And therefore, again, the Morse can't take it for granted. That can't be the case. Great pshat. It's a great pshat that there's no baltacher, but it's so good, I don't need a pasuk to exclude it. Of course there's no baltacher there. Says the Marva, Kivin la basa kravi, krali muti lam, who needs a pasuk to exclude it? Of course it's not a basa kravi, therefore there's no baltacher. Says the Marva of Sheshes, le'ilam le'mute chalufa e'la shlam. Go back to your first scenario. It's coming to exclude a case of the exchange for e'la and shlamim. Hacham haskin was the case, kigan she'avrolav shnei regalim, fuhumam. Simple case. You had a person with mechuyev an eilu or shlamim. He had a designated eilu or shlamim. It's already two yom tovim in, and he hasn't brought it yet. Let's go with the assumption you need to be past three yom tovim to be over on Baal Tachar. It went to two yom tovim, you didn't bring it yet, and then it got a mum. What do you do with the animal that gets a mum? Catch him. You are mechal of the kedusha off the animal onto money. Use the money to buy another animal instead, which gets the new kedusha. V'chil alachar. He's now mechal of the kedusha from animal A, which has a mum, to animal B. So that's the chiluf. The other I love regular echad, and now one young yontif passes. What would I say? The kedusha that this animal right now came from was already kaddish for three regalim. This new animal that was sanctified in the place of the one that got the mum was only kaddish for one regalim. But the kedusha, this ayla shlam kedusha, was on animal A for 6 months, for 5 months, we went through two yom tovim, got a mum, and then it was transferred to animal B. So the kedusha has been around for three. Once you get past the third regal, it's been around for three regalim. This animal itself wasn't kaddish for three regalim. That's a kishmak chiddush. There's no baltacher. I would have thought there's baltacher. Kamash mother's not. Says Gemara. Sagad hayda chamina hov umekayach. Since it came from the koyach of the original animal, kamanda avril of shoshu gom dami, it's as if it passed through your gom, and therefore it's subject to bal tachar already, kamash malan, that we don't say that. Ask the Gemara, Lord Mayor, Dhamma, according to the Mayor, says you always only have one yantiv, this answer is not going to work. According to the Mayor, you always have bal tachar for any one yantiv. So this answer of going through some yantiv, not others, how's your Mayor going to learn it? Kivin the shavav of regla achar, ever bal tachar, Mike Lememory, this whole din of chil, this whole story, the chara isn't as irrelevant, doesn't apply. Amrav, it still applies. You know why? Hacham haskin kach shehumam b'secha regal v'chulei. Even Ramey holds, you get the full regal. Ramey holds, a person gets an entire regal for Baal Tachar. What if the animal got a middle of regal, and he's mechal and switched in middle of regal? Vav of regal, and the rest of regal was completed. Saga echamina, he's chayiv Baal Tachar again, because it combining the original kedusha with the new kedusha, you went through one full regal. Kamakasi, kamad double of kula regal, that means if went through a full regal, and therefore it's subject to the acher. Kamashmal, we don't say that. Kamashmalan, that what? That since this new animal, this new one only became kadosh now, the clock resets, and he gets three amtayvim from when the new animal gets kedusha. The three evidence is bothered. Before when we started the Gemara, when we said, what is the chilif? What does it mean? We said it's the oilish lamim that got lost and you brought a replacement. Now, when we came back to an answer, we said, what's the chilif? The chilif means means a balmum, right? Why did the Gemara switch? For the Gemara's answer, the answer is, hours of the clock starts from the time the original Kedusha started, and therefore you're about Balthachar, even though you only have one yantav on the new animal, because it's a continuation of the old animal. Kamash, we don't say that. We could have said that with the old animal that got lost, and you had a replacement, new one in this place. Say the same thing. Go back to the case where it got lost. Why switch to mum? Says to you have a beautiful. It's pashit. It's pashit to the Gemara that if I have animal A, that's an ayla, and it gets lost, and I bring a replacement animal B in its place, a totally new animal, ayla, yes, I'm replacing the old ayla, but it's not getting the kedusha of the old ayla. It's a new kedusha. It's a new, a separate ayla. When I find the original one, what do I do with it? I bring it, right? So it's a totally separate ayla. Over there, it's pashad ayla B gets a new clock. That would never be a shayla. Whole shayla was, when I'm taking the kedusha off of A and transferring onto the money or onto the animal, that ultimately becomes B, that same kedusha was around for 6 months, was around through all the regalim. I would have happened to once over, once chayav baldachet, kamashman by bamum, even by bamum, you want to baldachar, but the other case would have been pashi, you want to see baldachar. Okay, a couple more lines. Says the pasuk continues and says, there will be a chet in you. We said in you, in the person that did the baldachar, the person has the chet, but not the animal. The carbon is still kosher. Is learned from there. We learned from somewhere else, from others. At time, we learned, acherim ayimrim, yachli yabachar shavar shasai. I would think a bechor that passes first year. It's supposed to be in the first year. I would think it passes first year. It's psul megdashim. It's pasul tamlem. Bechaz meishem kacha. Meis teganchus veshkol jutzecha. Ubechoris bechorcha. Vitzaynecha. Makish bechor lemeiser. My meiser ain't nifsul mshana chaverta. Just like meiser, we know does not become pasul from one year to the next. Af bechor ain't nifsul mshana chaverta. So to bechor does not become pasul from one year to the next. Now, clearly, bechor that goes through a year went through baltacher. It went through baltacher, and we're still saying that what? That you're able to bring it even after the year. So the assumption is all the kabbalists also, even though you go through a baltacher, you're still able to bring it. So why do we need a separate source from Bahai Bechachet? It's just says, no, you need it. Why? I would have thought, Bechor de lavahart so. Bechor is not a carbon that it comes to being a rutzen to Hashem, which is very, 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 this term is used in different fashions, but the rutzen sometimes is also confused with a kapara, meaning rutzen is to, it's not coming to do any atonement. It's not coming to there's a chiyav. It's like, just like I have to take chumas and maishras and bikurim. Bikurim is actually a better comparison. I have a chiyav that my first animal I have to give to the kayan, and it goes up as a carbon, I have to give the kayan. But it doesn't have you're not fulfilling an obligation of ritzu, so to speak. Av kashmi haratzanenu, regular kachi, which are there for ritzu, they're causing some sort of, we'll call it an appeasement. Takadosh Baruch Hu, so emalei yitlertzu, maybe it's missing in the ritzu if it's brought late. That's what we mean. You're right, you can bring the carbon late. That wasn't our question. Our question was, if it's brought late, maybe it's missing in ritzu, and let's say the guy pledged he's going to be an eila, and he was over, he didn't bring it, the eila for 3 regalim. So he's over about dacher, great. But maybe also, if he ends up bringing this animal after 3 regalim, not only was he over about dacher, he's not yitz's pledge because it's missing in the ritzu of the ayla that he pledged. Kamash Bulam, no, that the Ritzi still has, even though it's delayed. How do we know that from? Bahaya Bechachet. From Bechor, we learn it from the Basak of Bahaya Bechachet. Gemara continues. We're gonna pause over here. It's late for Davini. We'll pause over and pick up Mitzvah from over here tomorrow. Lola's Gemara.